Good morning and welcome to The Conversation. I'm Chris Vandercook. Good morning, Beth Ann.
Good morning, Chris.
More newspaper consolidation, huh?
In Hawaii, yes, as we found out yesterday. You know, it was only less than 24 hours ago that word came that newspaper magnate David Black was adding two more dailies to his Hawaii stable. Black's Oahu Publishing, Inc. announced it's purchasing the Hawaii Tribune Herald and West Oahu Today. They'll join Kauai's Garden Island newspaper acquired last year and flagship composite paper, the Honolulu Star Advertiser. That was created when Black's group purchased the Honolulu Advertiser from Gannett 4 years ago, you'll remember. Now, with a look at how this latest Hawaii newspaper consolidation fits into the national context, media watcher and Hawaii Pacific University professor John Hart joins us now. Good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning. Thank you.
This is sort of becoming the Hawaii collection of papers. I mean, brand Hawaii for David Black obviously has quite an appeal. What do you make of the fact that they're now all going to be under his masthead?
Well, consolidation is not new. This has been happening. It's already, radio has already pretty much gone through it. Print is going through it. It's going to be a last man standing situation. The FCC no longer prevents you from having monopolies in a market. Black has obviously decided he likes Hawaii, and he now has every major daily in print except for the Maui News.
Yeah, that's still owned by Ogden and may have greater cachet now that it's not part of the collection, or maybe perhaps his eye on it.
If he wants the complete collection, you always have to pay more for the last one.
So here we are. We are farther away from just about any place. We don't have the luxury of being able to see how many other newspapers we can get or look at. Most of it we can get, though, online. So then, does that matter as much?
Well, you know, we certainly have online options. Black has always been very smart about coming into the market value-added. For example, in Kauai, they were down to 5 editions. He added the Saturday edition back. He will probably offer new perks to his new publications. And we also have to remember that a lot of these existing stations aren't really locally owned. They have simply been here longer, owned by other mainland investors. In fact, a lot of people really weren't happy with Stevens Media. They were a relatively right-wing group, and some people argued that you could see that in their editorial stance. So I don't think Black is going to be necessarily disliked as he does these acquisitions.
Some have sort of looked at him as rather messiah-like in the way he's come in and sort of swooped down and fixed papers, been able to create a better situation for readers, supposedly. But do you see that reflected in how he operates generally?
Well, you know, if we go back and think about the history in Hawaii, it was a Gannett-owned Star Advertiser. I'm consolidated. The Honolulu Advertiser was owned by Gannett. The Star was fading. Black came in when it was functionally subsidized to buy it, to save it, so we could have two papers. Then lo and behold, it's not Black that leaves, but it's Gannett. Gannett not only leaves, they float Black a loan to get him to buy their paper.
Well, they want it out.
Right. So we do end up with one paper after all, just with a different owner. Meet the new boss, same as the old boss. The Star Advertiser staff is obviously very good. They've done a nice job of cherry-picking some very excellent people. But I think simply what this means is public radio is ever more important in a situation of consolidation. It will remain, and it has been, the independent voice. And it's a great reason for public radio, and it's something people should remember during Pledge Week.
Oh, I didn't ask you for that comment, but thank you. But back to the issue of print and with, you know, readers, because very often we hear from readers who have said, well, you know, if this is going to be what it is, we want it to be the best it can be, and they will complain when it's not. Does it really serve readers to have this kind of consolidation? Because over time, you know, the the big cry has been, no, it doesn't, and it limits the number of voices.
Well, you know, we've been having this debate for a long time, and it's the voices marketplace of idea argument versus resources argument. I think what you have to be real about is that the consolidation issue has been lost. It's like arguing same-sex marriage. I mean, I think that's under the bridge. I think the more relevant issue is how do the remaining print papers stay viable, and they will have to position properly. And Black seems to have done, at least so far, a very good job of this, whereas other papers are being sold and folding.
Despite the fact that some people were lost in all of that.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, consolidation, you can argue, wasn't an optimal thing, but I don't think there's any longer a debate about whether or not it will happen. It will happen. It is happening. And so now the question is, given the fragile state of print media, can those remaining papers survive? The only way out, apparently, is consolidation for major corporations.
Readers who are not happy with all of that and have said, well, we're stuck. Are they really stuck?
Well, there's radio, there's the internet, there's certainly other options available. You know, we've seen a lot of startups try. But for example, when the Honolulu Weekly went under, an independent paper, we had various startups try on the internet. None of them worked. Now Black, interestingly enough, is rolling out the Metro, his answer to a free weekly, his only competition, the Pulse, which he also publishes.
Nothing like being able to compete with yourself.
Well, it's like Johnson & Johnson. You don't care what brand they buy, you own them all.
As you put this into the national context, are we pretty much representative of what you're seeing across the board still?
Absolutely. In fact, I would argue we're rather late, probably a function of us being a collection of islands. That's probably why some of those papers held on for so long. In the mainland, you go into any market the size of Hawaii, and it's not unusual to see one holding company dominating the media.
All right, we're going to have to leave it there only because we are in a truncated version of the conversation, but we'll talk more about this. Thanks so much for coming in today.
My pleasure.
John Hart is a media watcher and the chair of the communications department at Hawaii Pacific University.